Hello, hello, and welcome to Max XP for RPG. Sorry, just got done with a work day, so currently I am driving whilst recording a podcast. So, the last time I tried this was on episode one, which, for some reason, my phone decided, I don't really want to save that. So, kind of felt crappy about that, and so I had to re-record episode one. Got a little worried because I thought I would have to re-record every episode that I've done so far, because when I checked on my phone, there was a glitch on all of them, and I tried to click on them and it wouldn't play them. But then when I checked them in my Google Drive folder where I stored them, they worked perfectly fine. So I think my phone, just at least the app I use for voice recording, is not particularly great. So hey, how's it going? How's your day going? Going okay? I hope so. Don't let the seeds stop you from enjoying the watermelon, if you know what I mean. As for me, doing all right. It's been a hectic day, but you know, if you don't have the hectic days every now and then, it's hard to enjoy the nice, calm, relaxing ones, right? So. Today, I wanted to talk about Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, and I keep wanting to reverse those. I keep wanting to say Shining Diamond and Brilliant Pearl, but that's wrong. So, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, that's stirred a little bit of controversy in the Pokemon community. And I do understand why. I remember when they first revealed the trailers for them, I was watching the Nintendo Direct. My wife was off in a different room, and she, like, when I saw it, she audibly heard me yell out, "Ugh!" And she kind of got up and was like walking in. She's like, "Wait, what did you see? Something? Like, do you smell something? Is it? That sounded like a gross sound." I was like, "Oh no. I guess a little bit, yeah. And I showed her, and I showed her, like, how it originally looked versus, like, what the art style they went with. She's like, "I honestly don't see much problem with that." But then again, I'm not a fan of Pokemon, so I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But, like, as time has passed, I've actually gotten a little bit more kind of accustomed to the way they're doing it. And actually playing the game, I honestly don't really have a problem with the way it looks. In fact, I kind of like it. Which, some people are going to be like, oh my goodness, what the heck, you got problems, man. I'm like, nah, well, don't we all? You know, it's, I don't know, the art style to me is not necessarily that big of a deal. Pokemon is geared more towards a younger audience anyway. And having that chibi art style, you know, I actually kind of like how it looks. It's definitely not appealing for everyone, that's for sure. But it's not terrible by any means. I personally would have loved to see, like, remakes of Diamond and Pearl in the form of, like, the way they did Sword and Shield, at least for, like, the, you know, the open areas, the wild area and the Isle of Armor and the Crown Tundra. I think if they had done Diamond and Pearl in that way, oh my goodness, like, that would have been a bestseller right from the get-go. But it also makes sense to do something smaller for Diamond and Pearl when they're going to be taking it, you know, they're going to be taking, like, the Sinnoh region, and, you know, we're going back in time. And they're doing Pokemon Legends Arceus. So, like, with how massive Legends Arceus is going to be, and how, like, you know, it's about as open world as Pokemon's ever going to get for now. That might change in the future, but for now, that's, you know, we get what we get. So it kind of makes sense that they don't want to overshadow Legends Arceus. They want to keep those that sale momentum going. And let's be honest, like, even if people don't love how Diamond and Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl look, we're all gonna buy it anyway. Like, who are you kidding? I mean, even if you don't buy it, there's tons of people that will. There are parents that are gonna pick that up, and there are kids that are gonna love it. And I mean, there's those of us that have grown up with Pokemon, and Pokemon Pearl holds a very specific spot in my heart. So people like me are totally ecstatic to see it come back. So let me kind of give you a little precursor in my story here. So Pokemon Ruby. Okay, so you back it up way far back. When I was really young, the first Pokemon game I ever owned, and that's to this day like my favorite Christmas ever. I always ended up getting up early for Christmas, and Santa, as it were, didn't really wrap the big presents, so we'd be able to see, and I'd be able to see right from the get-go what I was getting for Christmas. And I always got up early, like 3-4 in the morning. I would get up and wander out and see what I got for Christmas. And that year, I distinctly remember, and I have a little bit of amnesia for, everything in my life before the age 13. I can't, like, legitimately, I have no idea where that amnesia's came from. Let me learn how to English, too. I have no idea where the amnesia came from. It just sort of, just one day, I couldn't remember. So my memories of before I was 13 are really fragmented. But I remember some things, and I remember particularly the way I felt. So I remember walking out, seeing the Christmas tree all lit up, and my mom never did a star. She always put an angel on top of the Christmas tree, and that was because that was kind of a memory of her sister who had passed away, and everybody called her sister the angel because she was just such a wonderful, wonderful person. And I ended up naming my baby daughter after her. Anyway, so, I walk out, I see the Christmas tree lit up in all those colorful lights, and the angel on top blinking in the pale white light, and then looking down at our kind of shoddy couch, and there in my little spot, had my big name, had my name labeled on, so I knew that was mine, was a lime green Game Boy Color, and next to it was the boxed copy of Pokemon Gold. And I remember that distinctly because, like, I had just started watching the Pokemon show. I loved that show. And now I had the video game, and I was ecstatic. I never actually ended up getting to finish it, though, because I had it for a couple of months. I got up to my 7th badge. I got right before the icy path that led to the town with the 8th badge. And my Game Boy and a copy of Pokemon Gold were stolen. And I know who it was. I never fessed up to it, but I know who it was. But anyway, it was a little bit disheartening. And then when my dad passed away, my mom got me a Game Boy Advance and a copy of Pokemon Ruby. And so I always kind of think of a Pokemon Ruby as my first official Pokemon game, because that was the first Pokemon game I finished. I played well over 500 hours of that game. But then I had like this big long gap between Pokemon games, and my mom had gotten me a Nintendo DS with Super Mario 64 DS for Christmas one year. And yeah, that was exciting in and of itself. I think I got the red one. The red, Hot Rod Red, I remember it was called, that came with a copy of the, excuse me, it came with a copy of Mario Kart 7, And on the side, I also got a copy of Super Mario 64 DS. And a friend of mine decided he didn't really want to keep his copy of Pokemon Pearl anymore. So he's like, you can have it. And I'm like, sure, I'll take it. So, and I played a ton of that game. And that was the first Pokemon game that I had played that I had any real multiplayer with, because my neighbor had a copy as well. And we would battle, we would trade, we would, like, that was the first Pokemon game where I kind of, you know, got the full Pokemon experience out of. So, and I played a ton of Pearl. And I remember when I worked my first job, I worked in a mini golf course. And at that mini golf course, like, with my first paycheck, I bought me, my brother, and my neighbor, I bought all of us each a copy of Pokemon Platinum when that came out. And I literally blew my first paycheck paying for those three copies. But I remember all three copies had like a little figure of Giratina that came with it. I still have that little figure. But yeah, like, Pokemon Pearl holds a very dear place in my heart, because that was kind of the game that kind of like brought me back into Pokemon and reinvigorated my adoration for the title and for the franchise. Excuse me. I haven't really missed a Pokemon game since, except for I did miss Pokemon Black and White 2. I just didn't really see any reason for picking it up. And to this day, I still really don't. I loved Pokemon Black. And one of my favorite things about it was Black City. I thought that was so cool, even though there wasn't really much to it. But I never picked up Black 2 or White 2. Again, that was kind of like a gap in my life where I just wasn't really playing Pokemon. I wasn't really playing any games at that point. But then when I got back into it with X and Y, I've held strong ever since. And yeah, so long story short, I know that, you know, you probably don't care about all of this, but long story short, Pokemon Pearl has a very, it's, to me, I'm super excited to play it. And the chibi art style, I do not mind at all. In fact, I kind of like it a little bit. In fact, I kind of like it a lot, which is weird. Like, the trailers make it look much worse than it actually is when you're playing the game. In the game, it honestly looks fine. It almost even looks like really good. And you know, coming from someone who didn't particularly mind how Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening remake came about, I even got like the little Link's Awakening amiibo because I just thought it was so cool looking. Yeah, I don't mind at all how the chibi art style looks, and that's not going to jive with everybody. Not everybody's going to be like, you know, and most people are going to be like, well, that's a dumb opinion. And I'm like, well, it's my opinion, so I think it's a good opinion, but that is, once again, my opinion. It has no regards to you. So I think being a contrarian and not even purposely being a contrarian, I don't know, like, if you wanna like something, don't let anybody else tell you not to, because even if it's kind of the trend to hate on something, dude, don't jump on the bandwagon just because a lot of other people are. You know, popularity is such a short-term thing, especially now with, you know, the ridiculousness that is Twitter. Like, everything has this moment of limelight, and that's literally it. It's a moment. So anyway, if you don't like love the art style, dude, give the game a shot. You know, every Pokemon game is a lot of fun, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, enjoying something even if other people don't, you know. There's a lot of movies that a lot of movies and games that I really like that most people do not. In fact, my I did an episode not too long ago about the Tales of Zestiria and how much I like it and how much everyone else does not like it. So, yeah, don't be afraid to be a contrarian is what I'm saying. Pick up Pokemon Brilliant Diamond or Shining Pearl, just, you know, whichever one sounds more interesting to you, whichever legendary looks better to you. I like Palkia, personally. I'm a big Palkia fan, always have been. Dialga, I've always been okay with, but, yeah, Palkia is where it's at, bro. So anyway, that's all I have for today, and I will see you next time.